KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. A strong Pacific storm is bearing down on Northern California, with forecasters predicting heavy rain and possible flooding in coastal areas. A winter storm watch is in effect for the Sierra today, with strong winds, rain, and up to 2 feet of snow predicted over the mountains. The number of people smoking is down, but that's not stopping California from collecting more tobacco tax. The LA Times reports that California is bucking a national trend of falling cigarette tax revenue by cracking down on the sale of black market smokes, cigarettes sent to California from low-tax states and countries. State investigators are conducting sting operations to confiscate illegal cigarettes and issue citations to store owners. And today is one of the busiest travel days of the year, and a San Diego State researcher is warning about health hazards in airplane bathrooms. Microbiologist Scott Kelly says bacteria tests show onboard restrooms are, quote, flying germ farms. The key to staying healthy, as always, wash your hands. A flu outbreak in the western U.S. is now sweeping through California. It hit hard and early in San Diego and Los Angeles, but other counties are now bracing themselves. From the L.A. Bureau, Deborah Baer reports on how some Southern California hospitals are being overwhelmed.
It's the morning after Christmas, and Michaela Cannon is spending the holiday in the ER at Long Beach Memorial Medical Center. She's having trouble breathing, and she thinks it's the flu.
I mean, I got the fever and, you know, the nose and the achiness in the back and everything. That's what it feels like to me.
She's probably right. Countywide, patients like Cannon are inundating hospital ERs. Long Beach Memorial nurse Rafael Rivera says he's seeing mostly children and the elderly with serious flu-like symptoms.
It's a more intensified flu. It's making people really sick, especially those at risk, younger kids, older adults.
In the last few weeks, Rivera says, by mid-morning, Memorial's ER has been nearly full, and by midday, the crowds overflow to 70 or 80.
We usually try not to go in diversion hours, but we've seen a bump in our diversion hours, actually a drastic bump because of the flu, yeah.
At least 11 children have been hospitalized with the flu. The county is offering flu shots, but they can take up to 2 weeks to become effective. The flu season is expected to last through mid-January. For the California Report, I'm Deborah Baer in Los Angeles.
Some California businesses are scrambling to meet a January 1st deadline for a new law that requires all managers to take sexual harassment training. The California Chamber of Commerce says the law affects nearly 2 million workers in the state. Peter John Shuler reports.
Signed by the governor in 2004, the new law mandates that organizations with 50 or more workers must provide at least 2 hours of interactive classes on sexual harassment prevention for all supervisors and managers.
Well, I can tell you my phone's ringing off the wall.
Jennifer Shaw, a partner at the Jackson Lewis Law Office in Sacramento, has been visiting workplaces all year and holding training sessions on what the law says about sexual harassment. But she says some firms have still put it off till the last minute.
This last month, we have received several calls, probably between 20 and 30, for employers who have, I guess, just figured out that they have to do this and are looking for people to come in and do on-site training for them. So they're scrambling around. There are various organizations that provide the training, but at this late date, we're in the middle of the holiday season. I think a lot of employers are having a hard time trying to actually get the training done.
With so little time, many businesses are turning to online training.
What is sexual harassment? Harassment can be based on any protected background, race, religion, national origin, etc.
This is a web-based training program created by a Sacramento company called M-Train. The State Chamber of Commerce licensed the program to help its members comply with the new law. Since then, the chamber has trained some 50,000 supervisors. The program mixes instruction, real-life scenarios, and interactive quizzes to help supervisors understand what is and is not sexual harassment under the law.
Sexual harassment can be overt and entail obvious physical gestures. It can also be subtle and consist of sexual innuendo or comments.
Founder of M-Train, Janine Yancey, said she counted some 10,000 managers taking the course in just one day last week.
The last few days particularly have been astronomical, the number of people training.
There are no specific penalties for failing to comply with the new law, but Yancey says companies that don't may be asking for trouble.
If they fail to train by the deadline, January 1st, then certainly they could be subject to an audit by the state agency. But the real problem would occur if they did, in fact, ever receive any kind of an employment complaint and folks looked and saw that they were actually not in compliance.
As a result, even though the law only requires training for managers and supervisors, Sarah Lee with the California Chamber of Commerce says her organization is recommending that companies give training to all their employees.
We think it's important because it just helps. It makes a more aware workplace. It opens folks up to be able to discuss issues that might be uncomfortable, but that they do need to discuss. So it's a responsible thing to do. It's helpful to the employee. It's helpful to the employer. So we do encourage all employers through the state to put all employees through some sort of sexual harassment training.
One manager who recently went through the chamber's online training is Leslie Botas with Blood Source, a not-for-profit blood bank in Sacramento. She says it was relatively painless, and she's noticed a difference in the workplace.
The important thing is we treat one another with respect, and I'm a 58-year-old woman, and I work with people who are much younger than I. I'm not going to be socializing with them, but in the workplace I want to be treated with respect, and I would hope that they would want me to treat them with respect as well.
Nationwide, sexual harassment complaints rose quickly in the 1990s, but have leveled off in the past 5 years. One reason training can be important is because it can resolve confusing questions such as, when is it appropriate to hug or compliment a coworker? Or how do you create a workplace that is convivial and relaxed without crossing the line into offensive behavior? Attorney Jennifer Shaw says most questions can be resolved by maintaining a degree of professionalism and keeping the office what she calls G-rated. She says a workplace need not be cold and sterile to comply with both the letter and the spirit of the law. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, December 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org. Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm, which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with information online at www.irvine.org.